Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thanks.
All right. We lead off this week with an update on a story that we have been following. As we told you not too long ago, the Las Cruces City Council discovered something that had to be corrected. The cost of living adjustment in our local minimum wage law was set to take effect in January because it wasn't adjusted, along with another big adjustment that had been made, which was an extension of the rollout in the wage levels. As everyone knows, currently the wage is $9.20, and the 10-10 wage is set to take effect January of 2019. And so the COLAs weren't supposed to take effect until after that, but it was overlooked. And so they had to fix that this week. You have that in a story this week.
Yeah, Mike Cook went to the council meeting on Monday, and his story is about the adjustment being delayed. What I think, what the takeaway from this story, one of them is that the rise in the minimum wage is going to be reviewed by a UTEP professor of economics, and he's going to review, he or she, I don't know who it is, the name has not been announced, nor has there been a date apparently announced. But when the new rate takes effect, that is going to come under review, the impact of it. And as we know, there's a lot on both sides of that issue.
Yeah,
that'll be really interesting.
It will be interesting. And so the council certainly in 2018 will be discussing the impact in advance of the 2019 scheduled increase to 10-10. Well, we move on with a big story close to home here. The Aggies very excited to be going to the Arizona Bowl.
Yes, I went to the game, and along with 26,000 other people, biggest crowd I've ever seen there.
Yeah.
But I've only been covering for 2 years, but easily the biggest crowd, and very enthusiastic. And it's kind of taken over the campus. I talked to a friend who happened to be at a local restaurant after the game over on Loman, so it wasn't by the campus, and he said they were partying hardy on Saturday night at this particular restaurant and other restaurants around town and bars as well. Richard Coltharp's column, he always has a column on Page Six, and our publisher talks about, he interviewed, talked to Gary Carruthers, the chancellor, and some others here at NMSU, and who have a long perspective of what this means and what the game meant for the university and for the football program, the athletics program in general. And pretty interesting. I follow the sport pretty well, and a lot of what's in Richard's column was news to me.
Oh, great.
So they're going to Tucson on the 29th for the Arizona Bowl.
We are going to be watching and cheering.
Yeah, it'll be on TV, actually, CBS Sports.
All right, that's great. Southwest Living this week, you have the history of a local cemetery.
Yes, it's Oddfellows Cemetery, and it's because Jimmy Zabriskie, who's the new city forester, he was only hired a few months ago, has been writing some articles for the Bulletin. I think this is his third now, really detailing some of the tree planting and beautification and landscaping projects that they've been undertaking. And this last one is about a lot of tree planting in this old cemetery. And throughout the course of the project, he's learned a lot about some of the history that a cemetery, or maybe only a cemetery, can divulge about the community. And it's pretty interesting, stuff. And Jimmy's a good writer, so we're really happy to have him contributing.
All right, that's great. And finally, we have a look at a new book by a New Mexico State University professor, Bruce Berman, South of the Border.
More history. Because he spent about 20 years in the writing and planning, not really in the writing, but just in the...
In photographs.
Yeah,
right?
In photographs and just thinking about it. And it's called Walking Juarez. And I want to look at that because I've walked Juarez myself back in the day when I felt a little safer down there. But if you know the community, he'll still go down there. It's fascinating.
Absolutely. So, and things are improving, and they're really working to attract more Americans back to Juarez.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Marty Racine is the managing editor of The Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.